Steele County Blades Hockey with one of the forwards for the Blades, Connor Lee. We did a chat with him earlier in the season, but you're from a long way away, and you actually have something cool coming up as a representative for your nation. First of all, where are you from, Connor?
Sydney, Australia.
How did you end up playing for the Steele County Blades? Refresh my memory.
My team folded, so I just came here last year.
Well, how did you end up playing hockey and being in the upper Midwest anyway?
Well, I started playing hockey because my dad was supposed to take me skiing, and he didn't, so he took me ice skating instead. It kind of just skyrocketed from there. And then I went to a couple camps when I was like 12, 13 at Shattuck St. Mary's, heard about a hockey school up in White Bear Lake, tried out, made it, and that's how I ended up playing here in America.
But you got something cool coming up here soon. What's this?
U20, Team Australia. Yeah, World Juniors. I'm really excited for it. I'm leaving here on Thursday.
All right. And where is this event at?
Bulgaria.
So you're playing for Team Australia in the World Juniors, you said, the under 20?
Yep.
Under 20 division. The team, have you had a chance to practice at all, or will you get a little bit of that to get a little bit of continuity going with your teammates?
I think we might have a couple practices before the tournament begins, but we had a training camp, but I couldn't go to it because we had a showcase in Boston I wanted to go to. But I know some of the boys, I played with some of the boys on the team, so I think we'll do pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you qualify to be on that team? Are there some tryouts? Are there some, how do you qualify to be on Team Australia?
I just got an email. I'm not sure what the other boys did, but
okay.
I just got an email, yeah.
All right. As far as the competitive level, the number of guys playing hockey in Australia, how strong is hockey there, would you say?
It's not good, but it's getting better. I can say that.
All right.
Yeah, there's a lot more people playing hockey in Australia than there was about 10 years ago. So, yeah, it's getting a lot better.
But you feel that the team is going to do well at this World Juniors? You think there's a good chance?
Too early to decide.
Okay. I thought you said something about doing well, but I guess that just means working together. You and your teammates are going to be fine together. So in that case, what are you most excited about to be doing something like this? I mean, this is pretty cool to play for your national team.
Honestly, just being in Europe. Yeah, just playing against other countries, playing for my country.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge honor, and yeah, I'm really excited.
Okay, and so you found out about it through an email. Did you apply for it, or is there a little bit of backstory at all, or did this kind of hit you out of the blue?
Well, I was playing pro in Australia, and then the head coach came up to me and asked if I could play. I said yes, and then I got the email with all the things on it. So yeah, and I've played U18. Before for Australia twice,
okay.
So he knows me through that also, and yeah.
Okay, that was also an international tournament then?
Yep, the first year we went to Serbia, and then the second year I went to Estonia.
Okay. Wow, well, there's some pretty cool things going on for you. Now, as far as with the Steele County Blades, is this a final year of junior hockey eligibility for you or not?
Oh, no, I'm a 2001, so I still got two more years after this. So, yeah.
And do you have thoughts or goals or dreams on where this career could end up for you?
Pro anywhere apart from Australia, honestly. I want to play college hockey before that, though, and hopefully Tier 2 next year. That's the goal.
All right. Well, very good. Well, there's some cool things going on. And as far as the Blades, they'll move on without you a little bit here. I'm sure you'll be back. I imagine you'll be back before the season is over.
Yep, I'm just missing three games.
A couple of weekends. So what is it that the Blades would need to do to have a good run here and make some hay at playoff time?
Honestly, just stay positive on the bench. That's really it. Just keep a positive attitude. If we get scored on, it's not the end of the world. That's pretty much it.
All right. Well, Connor Lee out of Sydney, Australia, and I'm now a member of Team Australia, besides being a Steele County Blades player. I wish you well. Travel safe and have a good tournament.
Thank you so much.